Recent research shows loneliness is high across many demographics, but especially among parents. NPR's Katia Riddle covers mental health and has been asking, where are people not lonely? Today, she reports from a community in Portland, Oregon, where some parents are defying the trends.
The meltdown started with a small thing. Rachel Damgen's 4-year-old son wanted a sucker. She said no. This was a few years ago.
And he was really young at the time, so it was like big, big meltdown.
It was the pandemic. She was alone with her 2 young children. Her husband was working. During this time, she was often home alone for 11 hours with the kids by herself.
I wound up on the floor crying too, just holding both my kids and like really feeling like, man, this is impossible. And gosh, it was just so, so hard. And it seems so silly because it's just about suckers.
It was a turning point. Their extended family lived far away. They needed more community, more support. Her husband, Chris Damgen, says they started asking themselves this question.
How could we change our life? How could we change our living circumstances?
The answer they found, co-housing. Now they live in a place in Portland called Daybreak Co-Housing. There are close to 200 of these planned communities across the country.
Let's see if you can kick a football and throw.
On this recent day, Rachel's 2 older kids are playing in the courtyard with a neighbor. 30 condos face out onto this shared outdoor space. A huge old maple tree sits in the middle. Okay. Families share common spaces and gather frequently. As they play, another neighbor comes by and lets the kids pet her dogs, and then more kids join in.
Hi, Riley!
Dina Kemp is 73. She's lived here for over a decade. She lost her husband a few years ago. She doesn't have any family in town.
I am not lonely. No, I miss my husband desperately.
I mean, you're a person who would be quite vulnerable to that in your demographic. You're retired. Yes. You've lost your spouse.
I wouldn't be the same person at all.
You mean if you didn't live here?
Right. I can't imagine what my life would be like.
Dina Kemp leans over and smiles at the youngest member of the Damgen family, Caroline. She's just turning 1 year old.
Dina's like probably one of the most social people I've ever met in my life.
Pretty darn social. I bake cakes for every occasion.
Rachel Damgen says it's these kinds of relationships that have changed her life as well. They aren't her best friends. They don't have every meal together, but they support each other. One day recently, one of her kids was asleep. She needed to go pick up another kid. She could not be in 2 places at once.
And I don't have that problem anymore because I could just find a neighbor to stay in my home with my kiddo who was asleep.
They've lived here 2 years now.
It's not uncommon for me to have those like hit you in the heart moments on a pretty regular basis still, where I can just, my kiddos will be like downstairs kicking a soccer ball around with a neighbor. And I've like come outside to look and you just got to like almost pinch yourself because you can't believe that they're surrounded by these people who care for them.
Now, if you're a parent to young children, I know what you were thinking. Where do I sign up for this parenting utopia? But these folks will be the first to tell you that there are real trade-offs to their lifestyle. For one thing, this family of 5 lives in a 2-bedroom condo. And then there's the committees.
So there's Common House membership.
Standing in their front yard, Rachel and Dina say there are too many to count.
Process, facilities, project management, security, facilitation, steering.
Members here agree to work on at least 2 of these committees. There's also work days, cleaning the shared spaces, doing yard work. Co-housing responsibilities take hours every week. And then navigating all these relationships.
You get to know people really well.
Chris Damgen says being in a financial relationship with all your neighbors can be complicated. There's a lot of process around decision making. It can be tedious.
And you get to know them, their quirks, their mannerisms, their emotions, but also what makes them brilliant people and what makes them maybe less than brilliant people in some cases.
Still, the couple says they've never questioned or regretted their decision, not for 1 minute. Katia Riddle, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.